For the third time in as many years, tribal leaders gathered at the Interior Department in Washington today for a summit with the White House. President Obama initiated the conferences as a way to build inroads with Alaska Natives and Native Americans. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
This year's conference felt more subdued than past meetings between the White House and tribal leaders. President Obama was still well-received, but the applause was less wildly enthusiastic and the crowds were thinner. Only 4 dozen Alaskans were in attendance, about half last year's number, because the summit was scheduled up against this week's Bureau of Indian Affairs Providers Conference in Anchorage. President Obama said this time will be remembered as a turning point when Washington and the tribes worked together to build a strong middle class in Indian country.
When you go back home, making your communities better places to live, I want you all to know that you've got a partner in Washington. You have an administration that understands the challenges that you face. And most importantly, you've got a president who's got your back.
And to that end, the president announced a new plan to improve education in tribal communities.
And even as we meet at this moment, we have to prepare the next generation for the future, which is why earlier today, I signed an executive order to launch the White House Initiative on American Indian and Alaska Native Education.
The goals include boosting the number of Native children who enter school ready to learn, improving teachers' skills, curbing the dropout rate, and increasing college access and completion. It also recognizes the value of learning Native language, culture, and history. But the executive order is just an order. It doesn't have any money attached. Tribal leaders express concern that much of the funding for Indian Country is discretionary and subject to the whims of Congress. They want to see it mandated and more reliable. They gave their input during breakout sessions. The head of Indian Health Service, Dr. Yvette Rubidoux, says she heard about one issue that's a priority for Alaskans.
One big area that we've heard all week, actually, is the problem of subsistence rights and the need for help with that and the problems with the states and the trauma that it is if you cannot practice your own traditional ways of hunting and gathering and all the horrible things that are occurring and the trauma from some of the negative enforcement things that are happening.
Chickaloon Village Traditional Council Tribal Chief Gary Harrison says he wants to sit down directly with the president in acknowledgement of the government-to-government relationship the U.S. has with tribes.
He should meet with the tribes more directly than what he is. The last time when he met with regional leaders, I liked the leader that came from Alaska. I don't want to get that wrong, but he was for a corporation, and I think he needs to meet with the true tribal leadership.
The tension between some tribal leaders and Alaska Native corporations was evident at Friday's summit. The Obama administration has pledged to change national policy to give Native corporations consultation rights. It isn't in place yet, and the consultation will be different than the relationship tribes have. But that still worries traditional leaders such as Gary Harrison, who say companies shouldn't speak for the people. Tara Sweeney, Senior Vice President at Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, rejects that and says they need more rights.
Alaska Native corporations are the largest private landowners in the state of Alaska, and when the federal government is making policy decisions that impact our land, our culture, our resources, we absolutely need to be at the table.
One thing many leaders agree on is that change takes time. Mike Tucker of Wasilla is Kinnick Tribal Council Vice President.
Change is a very slow process and sometimes very frustrating. It takes a lot of patience to wait and to actually see change happen, but I don't think there's any other way for it to happen. It can't happen overnight, and it's going to take cooperation and work, hard work on everyone's part.
Tucker and others say it's hard not to get frustrated with all that's left to be done, but they repeat that they're glad the White House is listening, a basic step that past administrations have not always done. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.